Public hearing is a change of zone, I'm sorry, conditional use number 2342, Turning Point Energy, TPE DESU07 LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 27.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Elks Road, which is Route 46, approximately 0.5 miles west of the intersection of Elks Road and Sussex Highway, which is Route 13. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 1, Parcel 15.01, and staff would know it's a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, and thank you for having us here tonight. Thank you, Jamie. My name is John Falkowski. I'm the civil engineer with Becker Morgan Group representing the project. Also have Mr. Jordan Belknap with Turning Point Energy as the applicant, TPE DESU07. I'll have Jordan come up in a minute and give a brief presentation on community solar in general and its benefits to the community. But I want to get everyone situated just where the property is, and then we'll have Jordan come up as well. This is in Seaford, but just south of Bridgeville, off of Cannon Road, and you follow Elks Road down here. The property is just off Elks Road. It's roughly 108-acre parcel, but the conditional use area we're requesting is just 27 and a half acres to the north end of the parcel. This orange line here would designate that line of the 27 and a half acre cutoff.
So from my notes, what was the total acreage of the parcel again?
It's just under 108 okay. acres. Okay. The site has existing access off a gravel road that does serve both the Baker Farm, and there are two, not shown on this map, but there are two residents to the south and at the very bottom of the parcel that access on this existing drive, and that drive will remain in place for the proposed development. And again, the solar array would be on the north end of the site within that conditional use area. And I would invite Jordan to come up and just say a few words about the community solar arrays, and then he'll pass it back to me for further explanation.
Thank you, John. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Jordan Belknap. I'm Director of Development with Turning Point Energy. Turning Point Energy, we are a energy developer who our core business is focused on bringing financial, environmental, and community value to all our projects. We do that by developing community solar energy projects, and we also make charitable commitment and donations for every project that we do in every locale. Community solar is a model where we can build a solar farm, and residents, businesses, municipalities can sign up as subscribers to that solar farm. They pay for their subscription, and their subscription generates a credit that they receive on their electric bill. The size of their subscription and the cost of their subscription is modeled with the energy consumption that they have at their home or their business. The end result of the credit is of greater value than the cost of the subscription. So the beauty of this model is we can build a solar farm like the one before you. We can do it at an effective scale, an effective cost, and we can pass that savings on to the residents of Sussex County who are customers of Delmarva Power. This is especially appealing for low-income housing, renters, condominiums, mobile homes, businesses, people who don't have a suitable roof to put solar panels on their house. So they can participate in the renewable energy economy, they can save money, and they don't have to impact the infrastructure on their buildings. So on our projects like this SU07, you know, we don't, there's no long-term increase in traffic. The array sits quietly, is monitored remotely. It just sits there and does its thing. There's a 4 to 6 months construction window where there would be more traffic, but after that, we're talking a pickup truck every couple months to mow the grass or to fix something if we see something develop. Yes, sir.
You're not using goats or sheep, or
we're not using goats or sheep on this one.
Why can't somebody do the sheep off?
What we do use is a low growth pollinator mix. Okay, so. We will plant a pollinator seed mix. It gives a nice environment for the birds and the bees, essentially, and it doesn't grow too high because we don't want to mow the facility, you know, every week out there. We want to minimize that. The distributed energy, the nature of this, eases the burden on the transmission system. Power is generated where it's locally consumed. And that's a definitely good thing for the grid. We have a 25-year option to lease this property with 3 5-year extensions, but it's not a permanent transformation of the land. Okay, we don't need any road improvements. We don't need new public roads. We don't impact the water and sewer systems. There's no basic impact to the county infrastructure out there. All we do is we work with Delmarva Power. They study our facility. They tell us, you know, what upgrades are necessary to connect the facility, and they make those upgrades along the public right of ways to connect the facility. So I'm happy to take any questions, but I'll let John walk you through the specifics of the project. Thank you.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Yes.
How does the solar farm benefit low-income housing?
So, people who qualify as low-income can subscribe to the solar array, and so the credit for their subscription that allows them to save money in their electric bill.
That's great.
Yep.
Thank you.
And there's actually a specific call out in the community solar legislation that all projects will have some component that goes to low-income housing.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks.
For answer?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. Jordan did touch on the first two line items here about the benefits to the local community and the traffic. There are no other detriments to the public. You'll see here the renewable energy source doesn't produce any odor, dust, gas, smoke, or fumes. There's low to no noise from the inverters, a slight hum, but you know, a couple feet away and you can't hear it. We will place them away from any residents. It's come up in the past on other applications. We did actually complete a glare study that's included in your packet in tab 2.13. You can see in the glare study that there were no impacts to the neighbors for glare. And the glare studies also, they were very conservative because they didn't account for any buffering, landscaping, things like that. As Jordan mentioned, we are doing a pollinator mix for the property, so we will go to Sussex Conservation District for full sediment and stormwater approval. The change in land cover from existing agriculture use to the pollinator mix will actually help to reduce the runoff for the area. Fencing, we will have full 8-foot chain link fencing around the entire perimeter of the array. It will have gates and access with knock boxes for emergency personnel use. We also held a community outreach meeting. So in your packet 3.4 tab, you'll see a letter that went out to the same mailers that went out for the public hearing. And Jordan attended actually wasn't on December 5th for the record, it was on December 7th, held a meeting at the Bridgeville Public Library for users to show up and ask questions and tell them a little bit about the site. We will have a decommissioning plan. It's also in the back of your packet at the end of its useful life. We will decommission the project, and it'll go back to an existing agriculture use. Other things to note, we do have in the section 1.7, we have the findings of fact for the project. And then 1.8, we did list some proposed conditions, which I'm happy to run through. They're very similar to the previous application tonight. But I can read through those if you like. Other than that.
They're in the record.
Yeah, that'd be,
you don't need to read the record.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, that's all I have on this application.
Right.
Happy to take any questions.
Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we're going to start with Mr. Hopkins.
So on the decommissioning, what does that, is there a cost, qualified or quantified? In other words, can you tell us in 25 years what you expect that to cost to decommission?
Yes, we could certainly submit a cost estimate. That's fairly standard operating procedure for solar energy projects. So we can submit that and for your approval, essentially. And I think I heard that from the last project that you wanted to see surety related to that decommissioning. Right. So we can certainly provide that.
Perfect. That's the only question I have right now. Thank you.
Okay, so you, Steve.
All right, took my question.
Oh, there you go. Okay, Mr. Mears.
Did you say 8-foot fence?
Yeah. Yes.
Will that require a trip to BOA?
Yeah, because if it's commercial, though, so there's an exception. Residential fences are limited to 7 feet, so maybe not. Okay. I think agricultural and commercial can be approved at greater than 7 feet.
So. Yes, 7 is standard for the Public Service Commission and electric code. We did provide 8, but we could certainly do 7.
Well, the only thing would be if there's, of course, I didn't see, it's just the whole, if there's a reflection or a glare or something, I would hate for them to back it back down to 7 and then it just crest over the top of that.
It's chain link fence.
Oh, it's chain.
Yeah. Well,
he's not stopping us.
All right. Okay, forget that. Okay. Can the deer jump over a 7-foot fence?
Very energetic deer, yes.
Anything else?
Yes,
okay.
None for me, thanks.
Okay. Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, sir. You'll take a seat here, Bob. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2342, Turning Point Energy? In favor?
Yeah.
Speaking in favor. Anyone in favor? Come on up.
We so often get opposition.
It's rare. I must tell you, it's very rare that we have folks speaking in favor, but we always ask for them. And sometimes folks are so anxious to voice their opposition that they raise their hand as soon as we say, does anybody want to speak?
Good evening. To all of you, my name is Rosemary Everton, and we own the property. My husband and I, and my daughter also owns property, and she's here, and our son owns property that adjacents all this.
Okay.
So way back before TPE became involved, my daughter and I actually were interested in this, and we actually went around to some of the solar farms to just listen to see what we had, you know. And it was great. We didn't hear anything. This farm is really, to me, very well suited for it because it's very secluded. Most people will not even know it's there. You can't see it. So it's just the way the embankments are and the way it's set up. It's going to be pretty well hidden. Okay. So I see nothing but positive out of this. I don't see anything negative whatsoever.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Yeah, I just wanted to provide some context. I also live on the property.
Your name is?
My name is Philip Everton, and I live on the very back parcel of the property, of the two parcels that are there.
Okay.
What I will say, if I can give you guys a little bit of context here. I got it. Zoomed out.
Let's go back up to page, probably two or three. There you go.
All right. Is there something that shows like the whole view, like a zoomed out version? There we go, yeah. All right, so basically this is a peninsula that takes over most of one side of Hearn's Pond.
Right.
There is no direct view other than a few spots where the trees happen to have openings and stuff from the pond itself. Like even I drive down the road and up it every single day, I can't see the pond. So there's not necessarily a direct view of most of what's being proposed there. And nothing that right now we are, this has been my family's land for generations. We're actually very protective of the coastline going around the pond. And it, for the most part, other than a very few small amount of people that hunt maybe once or twice a year, there's no hunting allowance property. There's no other people on this property other than delivery trucks. And I am excited to be able to help move this stuff forward to be able to do that. I don't know if it's obvious from the views, but this is one of the only non-irrigated fields in this area. There is an irrigation ran in general, but there is nothing hooked up. So this field's run for the past, I'd say, 5 to 6 years at least with zero irrigation or anything. I think the location and it being so hidden from everything not only protects their interest from anyone trying to mess that up, but it also pretty much hides most of what's going on. And I would say too, until you get to about here on the pond, the rest of this is all overgrown and swamp. So most of the people that view the pond view it from this spot over here where the center is. And you can see there's much more wooded areas and stuff here. So the impact I feel like is pretty low because houses don't actually start until it gets around here.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
That's it.
All right. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2342, Turning Point Energy?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. All right, commissioners, any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.